Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
Together. That's right, Speed Show. If you have anything to say, say it quickly and call me, 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Otherwise, I will entertain you. Well, I'll attempt to anyway. I always look for things that are interesting that maybe you don't hear anywhere else. And of course, we stay away from anything of significance whatsoever. And Engineer Bob sends me some of the best links, and he had one TV locations are real places where you can visit. Obviously not all of them, but they have a list of about half a dozen here. And if you're a television watcher and you're looking for a vacation that will make you feel right at home, yes, in your living room watching TV, the diner from Seinfeld, of course, right in New York City. Yes, Tom's Restaurant. Well, it's a real place, and you can go there, but you have to brace New York City. Likewise, if you're going to go to New York City, you might as well go to Central Perk from Friends. That's in Times Square, if you dare, and you can check that out. We have the Breaking Bad Car Wash in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And the actual building is still there, but not only that, you can even get your car washed. So there's something. Luke's Diner from Gilmore Girls. All right, well, the outside of it, the original outside, it's still there. It's not where you'd think, though. It's in Unionville, Ontario, and it is absolutely there just outside of Toronto if you want to check it out. The Full House in San Francisco, the Tanner family's iconic Victorian home. You can check that out at 1709 Broderick in San Francisco, the Lower Pacific Heights neighborhood, don't you know? Courthouse Square from Back to the Future. And, yeah, most of that was filmed in Bishop, but Courthouse Square actually is on a lot in Universal Studios. So it's a standing set on the back lot in Los Angeles, should you want to see it, where Marty McFly skateboarded through 1955. And Katz's Delicatessen, back to New York City for a moment there, yes, where when Harry met Sally. So that's 205 East Houston Street in the Lower East Side. And, yeah, where Meg Ryan filmed that unforgettable scene, to say the least. Twin Peaks Double R Diner, that's in North Bend, Washington. Should you really want to travel, it's actually Tweed's Cafe, but still just like you'd see it on TV. Cheers Bar, of course, that's famous in Boston. Yeah, they sell T-shirts and the whole, like, you can check all that out. It's the Bull and Finch Pub, and you might want to check it out on the outside only, because the interior of the Bull and Finch looks nothing like the TV show. Obviously, those scenes were all filmed in Hollywood at a soundstage. And then finally, the Biltmore Hotel, Mad Men, Los Angeles. All right, let's talk a moment. Yeah, I years ago I had to coordinate a convention, and one of the things I did was list the hospitality suites, and I actually did it. I did this for a few years in a row in a way that you could start out with the entrees, or actually the appetizers, and then move on to the suites that had the entrees, and eventually the suites that had the desserts, because everybody was giving away food. But if you just did it willy-nilly, you flat out never knew what you were getting, and you'd have an upset stomach by the end of the night. But if you had advance information, you could do it like a multi-course meal, and so that's what I aim to do. Now, in this little brochure, and I've still got some somewhere, yeah, poor Jack Armstrong was on my cover boy for these, but in any event, was tips on how to get to all of the hotel suites. Now, normally, most of the hotels I had to deal with, it was pretty straightforward. If you were at suite 1225, well, you knew one floor below was suite 1125. It didn't take Einstein to figure out how to navigate this. Not true at the Biltmore. in Los Angeles. The Biltmore in Los Angeles, Suite 1225, may very well be right above Suite 1113. Yeah, the numbers did not line up floor to floor. And I never found out what that was about, but I suggested strongly that people do a dry run of this before they started to drink at the hospitality suites, or they never be out of the Biltmore. They say it's a functioning luxury hotel. Well, it's functioning. You can grab a cocktail, wander through the stunning public spaces, or wander through the hallways trying to find your room. So that's the deal over 100 years. So in case you are a television fan and want to take a vacation to one of those iconic places, now you've got some travel. All right. 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. Don in Beloit is checking in. What's up, Don?
Hey, we got the Butterfly Club, the really old supper club from the 1920s here.
Well, was it in a television show though?
I don't. Oh, that's what yours. I wasn't quite getting your theme there.
Yeah, no. All of these places were the centerpiece for various television shows, like the diner from Seinfeld, or the Central Perk from Friends, or the Breaking Bad car wash, or Luke's Diner from Gilmore Girls, or Full House, like that.
Right.
And, Courthouse Square from Back to the Future, and Katz's Delicatessen in New York, where Harry met Sally, and the double R from Twin Peaks in North Bend, Washington. So in case you were watching these things, you could check it out. Like, many people would go see the Cheers Bar, but like I say, don't walk inside of the Cheers Bar because the inside looks nothing like the television show. But the outside is just perfect. So you can check that out. And, of course, Mad Men and the Biltmore. But you'll get lost. You probably need to bring a St. Bernard with you.
Well, I just wanted to say it's just so – I love the weather. I love the cold and the snow. We got tons of snow today. It's supposed to be minus 15, I think, in about a day.
Okay.
So, pretty cool. I played some hockey, of course, tonight. I play hockey all the time.
Yeah. Well
– And
It's interesting. I was going to say, whenever the weather is dramatically different for a given area, like, of course, it's winter, it gets cold in Chicago, but when you're talking about 12 below or something, that's eye-opening. But on the other hand, depending on where you lived, if you were in Boundary County, Idaho, 12 below would be normal in winter. So it's all about, where you are and what you're used to. So there's
you just call it weather. Exactly. Yeah. You just say it's just what weather is.
That's
right.
Yeah, for the most part, it didn't even weather. It's just climate. And the thing that I noticed about the Chicago weather wasn't that it was particularly cold. Well, with the wind chill, it sure as hell is particularly cold. But I didn't like the 30% chance of snow for Saturday and 50% chance of snow for Saturday night. Bad enough it's going to be 8 degrees. God knows what the wind chill factor is. But now 50% chance is going to snow on you as well? Yellow.
Yeah. Raleigh, 12 minutes. That's a Raleigh James record, isn't it, for a 12-minute show?
No, I think I've actually done this before, okay. I'm perfectly fine with it because, I'm paid by the hour. So a 12-minute show sounds great to me. So I'll be happy to do a 3-minute show, but that's usually not the way it works. So anyway, I don't know that it's a record, but it's a speed show, and you called, so I'm delighted.
Well, I think this can work sometime in the future with a new genre of Raleigh songs that are like songs that are like 40 seconds long only or something.
Yeah, well, Shel Silverstein once wrote a song called The 26-Second Song.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
it's when radio was complaining that songs were too long and they didn't want to play these long songs. So Silverstein actually put out, all the DJs are complaining my records are too long. That's why I gone and wrote myself a 26-second song and an outro, and that was it. So, why not? But I think instead we'll just get in another edition of 2020 News. That's always fun. So well written.
Right. Oh, those are brilliant. You're so good at focusing attention on that guy. I'm sorry, what's his name?
Kevin Gershon, and Steve is the guy who is voicing it. And writes a lot of it too, but it's Kevin and Steve. And so I think we'll check that out before we go. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yes, now, speaking of 2020 News, it is written very well.
Clap for the Wolfman, plus Keys Cash Cadaver and Body Bag Blunder. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Chances with wolves. The squall of the wild has a sheriff in Northern California howling mad. sparsely populated Lassen County has more people than wolves. But you might wonder, with all the fright fang flipping out folks there, livestock left lethally lacerated by wolf packs, the local lawman furious about 45 attacks by the bloodthirsty beast in his county alone in the past year. But the prowling predators are a protected population, with some neighbors nervous they're next to be shown to the wolves. Mystery Motel Mayhem. Macabre morning in New Haven, Connecticut, as local police probed a suspicious sudden death at a roadside roost. A man was found lifeless inside a budget bedroom, sparking a flurry of forensic fuss. Officials say the seedy situation looked sketchy enough to summon detectives, with medics confirming the man was beyond help. The cause unclear, the circumstances cloudy, and questions continue to multiply. Another roadside reminder: when it comes to cheap check-ins, the checkout can be final. Settlement shocker. A surreal settlement shakeup in suburban Detroit, where city officials agreed to a $3.25 million payout after paramedics mistakenly pronounced a young woman dead, only for her to gasp for air inside her body bag at a funeral home. Cops, coroners, and courts are now left squeamishly squirming through this post-pandemic puzzle, with legal eagles calling it a graveyard gaffe gone grotesque. Irony's definitely on the bill here. Just when you think you've seen it all, reality still manages to catch its breath. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
And actually, he's Steve Langford, who wrote it and, of course, voices it. And quite a journalist apart from that. And Kevin Gershon, it's his project. And it's a lot of fun, too, especially if you were an old CKLW listener. But even so, all the stories are absolutely true. They're just written in a way that usually doesn't make national news. All right, so that's a wrap. How about that? We'll pick it up tomorrow night for a full show. Del Stecker's going to join me. So until then, we thank Adam for keeping us on the air. John, for screening your call. That was singular. And you for listening. If you did, appreciate that. Talk to you 21 hours from now. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.